علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. We are discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Imam Ali alayhi salam has got various sermons, and amongst those sermons Imam talks about the different topics. One of those topics that are there in the Nahjul Balagha is the topic of the way the Islamic system has to be, those tenets that make up Islamic governance and those pillars of an Islamic civilization. Amongst those discussions, amongst those sermons, is the sermon number 87, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the situation of the communities before the coming of Islam, the situation of the civilizations before Islam, and what Islam did as a civilization and what it did to the communities there. This to say was that we should take lesson in this day and age. In the previous session we talked about this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the world was such that thamaruha al-fitna, that its fruit was only and only tribulation, persecution, oppression, and tumult. That was the fruit of that was the fruit coming from the world.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the fruit was just oppression, the fruit was just fitna or tribulation that deviates a person from the path of truth, he means that yes, in that world, at that time, the devil himself and the devilish people, the evil people, were finding all means to create a situation for people to come out from the path of truth. In fact, this type of interaction with the world, the negative form of interaction with the world, whereby the world was taken as the purpose, whereby it was taken as the aim and objective, whereby it was, misused rather, was resulting into the fact that people and the fruits coming out of this type of world was only and only tribulations. That means nothing else was expected from it apart from misguidance, people coming away from the path of truth, people deviating. But know that These deviations were because mankind is a truth-seeking entity, and therefore the oppressors had to do all they can to bring people away from the path of truth. And the world had reached in such a lowly state at that time that these civilizations that were present were actually just producing their product, and their production was just misguidance and derailing people from that path of truth. So you can imagine the situation that was there, making the people drunk, making the people confused, throwing them into misguidances, involving them into desires and just their lusts and their passions without giving them any other forms of truth and guidance. And this was the situation. And we can see that even today, in this day and age, we are facing the same issue, the same problem. That the fruits that are coming from this world are not sweet. They are bitter fruits. They are sour. They are increasingly distasteful. They are fruits that are causing people, that the fruit itself is the misguidance, is the derailment from the path of truth. You can see that. What is the product coming from this world? Is the product something divine? Is the product something that causes people to attach themselves to a higher reality? No, rather, the product is something that is causing them to fall, to attach them to their lowly desires and, flagrant abuse of their own existence and their beauty and their internal chastity.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that when a time comes when the fruits of a community become only misguidance, become only those things, those types of tribulations that remove people from the path of truth, they derail them from the direction of reality, they know that they need Islam at that time. They need that religion that brings them, that gathers their forces together and, fortifies their hearts towards the direction of the truth and the direction of the divine, to be submissive to God. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam goes to say, وَطُعَامُهَا الْجِيفَ. The world's products are all products of misguidance, are all products of tribulations that are causing people to come out from the path of truth. And what the world is ingesting, then the people of the world are infusing into their existence, and what they are eating is nothing but dead bodies. وَطَعَامُهَا الْجِيفَ. At that time, with all the clobber and the glamour of all those civilizations of that time, including the Arab world and everything, what was their food? Their food was dirt. Their food was dead entities. When we say dead entities, it means entities that do not have life, that do not have any internal force. The money that was there, that was being earned, was dirty money. The posts and the positions that they were achieving were those of just show off and true guidance of people, rather just for the sake of some personal whims. This is the reality of the type of food that was being ingested. And therefore, when a community just ingests dead material, when its input, what it takes inside it is just, valueless and rather low, ugly, dirty, messy and, evil things, then the result is that the society begins to dwindle and become corrupt. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from these types of, evil things that can destroy our system. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه